radio.dominican.edu. We are the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Happy New Year, fans. Stuart Horn with you for the first time in 08 as the Penguin Ladies going to be taking on the Hawks from Holy Names tonight. This is the rivalry they talk about all year, every year. And this is promising to be another exciting matchup. The 3-0 Hawks, that is in conference, come into the Conlon Center on a day, 2008, where the polls have just closed and the results are in. And it looks like the Penguins have taken the vote. Once again, 2008 broadcast on the way. About 2 minutes and 40 seconds. As the Hawks are still out on the floor warming up. Just now getting information on their starting players, of course. Steve Spencer in his third year at the helm for the Lady Hawks from Holy Names University over there in Oakland. The arch rivals of the mighty DUs, the Penguins, from Dominican University of California. The Penguins 1-3 in conference so far. That victory came against William Jessup. And it is such a pleasure to be here tonight. The house is actually pretty full and people are still pouring in as the Penguin women now come out of the locker room for their final moments of warm-up. Stuart Horn with you here, high atop center court, looking down on the middle of play. The court now has a new polish on it. I noticed in the off-season, or actually the Penguins campaign has been going, of course, now since November. But the floor has a new polish on it. The Conlon Center, very shiny indeed. Opened in 2000, the brilliant Conlon Center, with a capacity of 1,285. Not quite that many people here tonight as classes are not in session. As Coach Brianna Chambers is now walking across the floor to shake hands with the referees and the opposing coaches. Brianna Chambers, assisted, of course, by Ron Greenberg. He's in his second year. And Denisha Prophet now. Prophet is an Otter from Cal State University, Monterey Bay. She was a center at Monterey Bay, a social behavioral science major. And she is the new assistant coach in her first year for Brianna Chambers. Actually, Brianna Chambers in her first year, so Greenberg in his first year as well. We'll get things started now in about 40 seconds as the referees sent down from the NAIA are in the house. That's Skelly Marshall, Julie Dempsey, and Steve O'Brien. They're all here. A few more stats on Denisha Prophet, a 6'3" center out of Monterey Bay. Monterey Bay used to be in the same league the CalPAC the Penguins play in. Monterey Bay used to be awfully tough on the mighty DUs. Brandon Davis is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. You can probably hear his goings-on in the background. And the first campaign stop for the Penguins here in 08, at least at home. Jacqueline Woodall will be running the board. So if there are any... Well, there she is right now. I think I hear Jacqueline buzzing the system right now. So if there's any problems with the clock, we'll blame Jacqueline. But I'm sure there won't be. We're getting ready for the National Anthem, fans. As the Penguins getting ready to take on the Hawks at a Holy Names University in the Conlon Center out of Oakland, California. 20 minutes on the overhead. We're just getting ready for the start of the National Anthem. Oh, there. I seem to hear it in the background, but I'm not sure. See if we can get a feed for you. Okay, there's Brandon Davis in the background. So for those of you listening at home, please rise now for the national anthem.
That's right, fans. The end of the national anthem, the first game of the 2008 campaign from the Conlin Center.
And we're getting ready for the starting lineups now. Okay, see if we can get the overhead now.
Okay, and the fans are going crazy with the new announcer in the house.
So four holy names under head coach Steve Spencer. Spencer again in his third season. Ah, that may sound a little bit better for you at home. Just getting things wrapped up, technically. Steve Spencer in his third year. He's assisted by Marcy Haduka. Haduka, of course, from UC Santa Cruz. You may remember her name. Graduated 2004. He's also assisted by Bora Kiara. And if you remember listening in years past to Penguins men's play, Bora Kiara was one of the thorns in the side of the Penguins over the last few years. Bora Kiara now an assistant coach for the 3-0 conference leading Hawks. So the starting lineup now for the Hawks. Number three is Angela Anthony, a 5'6" guard. She's a senior out of Hayward. Number 15 is Martha Spivey, 6'1" forward. She's a senior out of Manteca. Number 21 is Larissa Nakasone, the 5'4" guard out of Honolulu, Hawaii. She's a sophomore. Chelsea Kadota, number 23, a 5'5"er. She's also the guard, the junior out of Honolulu. And Monica Mera, number 25, a 5'8" sophomore from Honolulu as well. Three Hawaiians starting for Steve Spencer. And that's very, very interesting, the recruiting ability of Spencer to get the Hawaiians in the house. And at 3-0, obviously, those ladies are playing well. For the Penguins, under Brianna Chambers in her first year, she's assisted, as mentioned by Denisha Prophet, Ron Greenberg. Number four is Sasha Krumick, the 5'6" guard out of San Francisco. She's a sophomore. Number 12 is Vanessa Miller, a 5'7" guard from Costa Mesa. She's a junior. Shelly Klimenko, number 15, the 5'10" sophomore out of San Rafael. Alicia Flatten, number 20, the point guard, a 5'6". She's a sophomore out of Hayward. And Olivia Williams, number 44, the 5'10" senior from Vallejo. Williams in the middle now, along with Martha Spivey to get things going now. We are ready for the first broadcast of 2008, fans. In the middle, the referee, and here's the jump ball. And Spivey knocks it out. The Penguins pick it up. But no, it's then stolen away from Claire Manco, and the Hawks have it. The Hawks moving from our left to right, moving from the south to the north side with 19:50 to go. Now the Penguins on defense, drilling out to the right side. Now the three ball on the way. Oh, brother, and they open up the Hawks with a three ball by Angela Anthony. Way out there in the right corner, Anthony scores. 3-0, the Penguins trail. Very early game one. A two-game doubleheader tonight, a CalPAC doubleheader. Here goes a three ball by Vanessa Miller. Oh, and Miller has it stuck between the iron and the backboard on her first shot of the 2008 campaign. The very first shot sticks against the backboard. And Jacqueline Woodall has stopped the clock. And now they're going to send Williams out there. Oh, and Williams knocks the ball loose, and the ball goes in, but it doesn't count, unfortunately. 3-0 Hawks. The Penguins will bring it in on the short side. Flatten now will have the ball. Way out there on the end zone. Radio.Dominican.edu, your official radio station for DU Athletics. Talk about the Field of Dreams. All the new guys around the Conlin Center, new SID in the house. Now the Penguins bring it inbounds. Krumick brings it in. Krumick drives and a whistle. And it looks like Krumick may have been fouled. I think she'll go to the line, number four. Sasha Krumick, a 5'6" sophomore out of San Francisco. She's the two guard starting. She's in there with Miller, Clermanco, Flatten, and Williams. No, she was not. Oh, it was a... Well, it wasn't a personal foul, whatever it was. A violation. Now Krumick has it. She flips it off to Flatten, who's going to reset. She's between the circles. Flatten now goes between her legs over to Krumick. Krumick now buries it over in the corner to Flatten. Flatten drives in baseline over to Williams in the key. Williams up and in. Yes, Williams off the glass, but the whistle blew, and she had traveled before the ball left the fingertips. Holy Names now to bring it in on the long side after the turnover. 3-0 Hawks, game one. CalPAC doubleheader. Penguin men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Some of the Holy Names guys are already in the house. And now Holy Names puts it in the middle. Spivey with a hook shot. Spivey's fouled. No bucket. Martha Spivey at 6'1", the tallest player on the court. The Penguins have the single six-footer in Darcell Sanders. Spivey now on the line. Penguins trail 3-0. Spivey in the air. Short. Bounced out. Spivey's been very sure-handed, the senior, Spivey. If you're a longtime listener to DU Basketball, then you've heard Spivey's name over and over. Spivey, this one's deep, and she missed it. And down with it, Flatten with a rebound. Flatten has, let's see, she looks like she's got her left leg taped up all the way to the calf. Now with a nice juke, she gets it into Williams. Williams out on the right elbow. Williams doesn't know what to do with it. Williams throws it away. And now the turnover, and the Penguins are on defense. It's 2-on-2. Spivey goes in. Now Spivey's going to slow it down. Spivey flips it back outside to Kudota over to the right. Dota flips it back, heaves it across the course to Angela Anthony. And then the long shot by Mana Kamara. Mana Kamara missed that by about 4 feet. 3-0 after the early tray ball. And that's all that's been happening. 3-0, the Penguins on offense now. The Penguins off to our left side. Now they bounce it indoor to Williams. Spivey on Williams. Spivey's gotten free. Check it. Williams got free. Williams shot it, missed it. Now it's tipped out of play, and I'm not sure whose ball it's going to be. Oh, the foul is against Olivia Williams, who is diving after the ball. Spivey and Williams got tied up. Spivey now right in front of the broadcasting area. 3-0. Penguins trail. Steve Spencer on his feet. Now Chambers up. Now they heave the ball over here to Kudota. Kudota drives it in. Oh, man, she flips off with no look. Spivey on the right side, in. Spivey with a simple move after a perfect assist. I said it was Kudota. It was Nakasone. Larissa Nakasone, the 5'4" guard out of Honolulu. And now Flatten throws it away. She was looking to hit Williams down low. And Jennifer Jackson's going to check in place of Krumick. Jackson's in there, number 25. Jackson at 5'6". Jackson, a senior, multi-sport player, also one of the stars on Coach John Brooks's soccer team. Well, that's not right. Brooks, the men's coach. Jackson's a great athlete either way. Oh, and Flatten with a beautiful rejection, and Flatten's called on it. Flatten runs over to the referee, and Flatten needs to walk away. Well, that looked all ball to me. 30 seconds on the shot clock with 17:07 overhead in the first half. 5-0 Hawks. Now there's a referee's timeout. 13 on the shot clock. There was no kick, as Steve Spencer wants to know why the shot clock was reset to only 13, not to 30. Inbounds now on the short side. They flip it back out. The Hawks have it. Now they get it indoors. No look. Outside on the way. Nakasone, three ball, no. Tipped out. Jackson comes down with it. And she hands it off to Flatten, who heaves it over to the left side. Vanessa Miller has it. She gets it indoors to Olivia Williams. Williams deep. Williams tips it out. Spivey comes down with it. Penguins have had 3 shots on goal. I haven't made anything. Over to the left side now is Angela Anthony. Uh-oh. And now we have a Hawk on the floor who banged her head. Oh, she's up quickly. That was Anthony, the 5'6" senior. Anthony whacked her head or something, but she popped up quickly. 5-0 Hawks, 16:39 to go. First half action on radio.dominican.edu. The Mighty Penguins from Dominican University of California against the Hawks of Holy Names. Inbounds now, Penguins on the long end, full court press Hawks. Now the Penguins across the middle. Here's Vanessa Miller handling the ball. Flatten over to the left side. They get it indoors to Williams. It looks like that's going to be the recipe for the Penguins tonight, and the Penguins throw it away again. That That's three or four unforced errors so far. The only one that was the Coach Chambers will say is acceptable is the push on Williams about 2 minutes ago, as Williams and Spivey were both going for the ball as it ran out of bounds. Kamara now has the ball. She gets it indoors to Anthony. Now it's flipped down to the fifth row of the grandstands off the hands of Jennifer Jackson, who got a hand on it. And now they're calling 13 on the shot clock, where it shows 8. Jacqueline Woodall right on top of it. To bring it in now is Kadota. She's out there on the western side of the Conlon Center on the short side. She gets it in to Nakasone. Back over to Kadota. She drives in baseline. She gets it up, a whistle and a bucket. And Kadota will go to the line now for the three-point opportunity. Darcell Sanders is making her way in, and she is going to replace Shelly Clarmenko for the time being. Sanders, her first minutes of the 08 campaign, at least at home. And the free throw is good by Chelsea Kadota, the 5'5" junior. And on the inbounds, boy, the Hawks are with full court heat, and the Hawks put a lot of pressure on the Penguins, knocked it out of bounds. The DUs will get it. It's 8-0 now. The Penguins are trailing. 15:58 to go. Hey, Kat Mullinex is in the house. First time in the 08. Yeah, there she is. First time in the 08 campaign, Mullinex. Started on the radio. Oh, her birthday's coming up again. Can't miss that. She's a black belt in karate, Mullinex. Started talking on the air with us when she was about 2 years old, right? Now you're, what are you, 22? 15:39 to go. What are you, in college? Kat and her dad, a couple of the big DU supporters. 8-0. Penguins trail. The Penguins are not on the board yet. Chambers, now she'll go back to the seat. Now, 25 on the shot clock they asked for, as there was already 5 seconds had rolled off. 15:32 to go as the officials are here. Right on top of it. And they're talking to the scoring table. Right in front of us now, the Hawks bring it in. That's Kadota. She gets it into the backcourt to Nakasone. Nakasone now over to Kadota on the right wing. Kadota, she's being pressured heavily by the Penguins. She flips over to the left side to Anthony. Anthony gets it back inbound. Spivey with an easy play. Spivey with a spin jumper, and now the full court pressure. Okay, and a warning has been issued to Mona Kamara on the full court pressure as she went across the end line. And now the Penguins will switch out Vanessa Miller with Darcell Sanders to bring it back in. And the Penguins do get it into the backcourt. Full court pressure, though. Boy, oh boy, the Hawks are playing the Penguins tough. They're up by 10. Penguins haven't scored yet. We're at 15 minutes exactly. Now across the timeline, Darcell Sanders has it. She hands it off to Flatten. Flatten with a jumper from the right wing, in and out. Back down with it, Olivia Williams. Missed it. Williams comes down with it, a jumper with Spivey. Williams fell down. Spivey, they both had a hand on it at the same time. The Penguins have not scored yet tonight. 10-0. The Penguins better get something going. They've had, now I think we're at 6 or 7 shots on goal. The Penguins haven't made anything. The jumper by Flatten there missed on the right wing. And then the offensive rebound by Williams. She couldn't do anything with it. Williams kind of pumped up. Seems like everything's deep by Williams, and that's the indication the adrenaline's running high. And now Spivey slams into little old Jennifer Jackson. Jackson's on the floor. The bucket went down. I'm going to see where the foul is called. Jackson comes up, checking for a fat lip. Now the Penguins are going to bring Krumick back in. I think Jackson might head out. Yeah, Jackson's going to go to the bench. Williams, for some reason, has left the stadium. Oh, no, she hasn't. Oh, she was chasing down a dead ball. All right. 14:31 to go. The Penguins are down by 12 now. Spivey to the line after running into Jennifer Jackson. Jackson apparently had not come set. Hawks are 3-0 in CalPAC. Penguins are 1-3. So the Penguins now, after Spivey converts, 13-0 in the backcourt, is Vanessa Miller. Miller coming across the line. She's being plastered by Nakasone. Oh, brother! And now Darcell sends Nakasone about 18 feet backward. Oh, they, for a second there, they called it on the Hawks, but it was all on Darcell. Sanders threw the arms up and just absolutely smashed Nakasone to the floor. Sanders, holy cow, that was quite the hit. That one would have sent me to the hospital. Now a timeout's been called with 14:19 to go. Pretty rough stuff on the Penguins so far. It's 13-0. Five penalties have been racked up by the DUs, only two by the Hawks. And you are listening to live CalPAC basketball. That's right, fans. We are in league play now on the official radio station here at Dominican University of California, radio.dominican.edu. All right, big shout out to all of the Hawks fans listening worldwide. Arch nemesis of the mighty Penguins, the Hawks are in the house. We've reached the end of the timeout. And the Hawks are on offense, moving just off to our right. Attacking that northern hoop. Ooh, Spivey now flipped it across the court to Nakasone. And now a three ball by Chelsea Cadota from the left wing at 16-0. Flatten has the ball now. Penguins don't look that shabby. The Hawks are shooting well. 2-3 balls so far. Now they flip it over. The passing's been a little errant for the Penguins. And here goes a two ball from the right wing by Karina Kwom. No, that's not Kwom. I don't know who that is. The Penguins get the rebound either way, and I'll get this straightened out in a second. I think my roster's screwed up. My mistake, that is Karina Kwom. And Kwom had missed that three ball, and it's flipped out of bounds. It's Penguin ball. As moving off to the left side was Flatten. She was way out there at about 28 feet. As JJ is going to come back in now, Jackson in place of Miller. Miller runs back to the bench. 16-0, the Penguins are down. Inbounds Jennifer Jackson. She gets it to Kwom over to the right side. Now is Flatten way out on the wing. Flatten's about 6 feet beyond the arc. Flatten now, three ball on the way, very short, off the hands of Olivia Williams. Down with it is Raquel Hike, and Hike gets it up there, goes the length of the court, a 5'1" junior out of Alameda, and Hike buries the two. 18-0 with 13 to go in the first half. Here's Krumick across the middle. Krumick now is being guarded closely by Cadota. She hands it off now to Flatten. Flatten with the jumper from the key for the first 2 points. No. Down with it, Williams. She missed it. Williams had it stripped away by Spivey. Now the long bomb all the way down to Hike. Hike, right, left. Hike has it rejected by Williams. Oh, that was some stunning defense. The difference there is Williams 5'10", Hike at 5'1". Hike went up for a soft jumper baseline. Williams smacked it about 18 feet out of play. The only up moment for the DU so far. Now a travel has been called quickly on the inbounds on Chelsea Cadota. It was called by the referee Steve O'Brien. O'Brien called it quickly. There's no question about it. Now inbounds, Krumick gets it over to Jennifer Jackson. 18-0. Left side, inbounds. Kwom with a deuce! As Flatten drives the lane and no look to Kwom on the right side of the baseline. And Kwom buries and the Penguins are on the board only 6 minutes into it. And now Spivey goes up with the jumper and the Penguins can't get it. Check it, that wasn't Spivey, that was Sarah Henning. And the Penguins do get the rebound. This time is Kwom. Jennifer Jackson now on the left wing. Jackson drives the lane. Jackson in, out, left, right. Jackson with the jumper. The Penguins with four in a row. Clock is rolling, 11:53. Hawks now on defense. Check it, offense. They've been on defense the last two plays, 18-4. DUs are finally on the board. See if they can make up some territory. Spivey with the baseline. Spivey up, no. Kwom with the jumper. Oh, and they're going to give it back to the Hawks after Spivey and Kwom got wrapped up. Jamie Lee Ranolo is coming in place of Chelsea Cadota, and in place of Larissa Nakasone is... another Hawks player. And that is... no, Sarah Henning was in there. And now Kwom gets wrapped up on a quick inbounds on the short end off to our right.
Foul is against Quam. That's the 16th foul committed by the Penguins. Only two committed so far by the Hawks. 11:37 to go. 18-4 fans. First broadcast of the 2008 part of this campaign. Penguins are 1-3 in conference. Hawks 3-0 in first place. Quick up and in. Sarah Henning gets it. She goes baseline left side. And now another foul has been called against Olivia Williams. Coach Chambers is going to have Klimenko come in her place after this one's thrown up. Sarah Henning on the 1-1. And that one is in and out. So Williams back to the bench. Here's Klimenko. Henning back to the line, a freshman out of San Lorenzo. She's a forward at 5'10". Wears number 11. Right foot on the center line. Missed this one. She missed them both. Penguins come down. Oh, brother. Oh, and a travel has been called against Angela Anthony, who ended up on her back. I don't know how it can be a travel. She jumped up for it, but apparently she must have stutter-stepped. Penguins will take that. They need something good to happen. Three in the backcourt for Spencer. Now Krumick's got it over on the right side. She hands it off to Flatten across the timeline, 18-4. 11:22 to go, fans. Out on the right wing, way out there. Here's Quam, jumper from the line. She missed it, air ball. That was no touch. Nobody touched it. And I'm speechless, Quam. Karina Quam, a 5'9" out of Auburn, Washington, the sophomore. She's been great so far tonight. Now here's Spivey, the big three ball. Oh, brother, Spivey with an enormous, majestic arc on that three ball, and they give her the three. 21-4, and the Hawks are back on the board after the Penguins scored four unanswered. And there's a foul that's been called against Sarah Henning. I thought Henning got in there with the hand and had a clean foul, but they called it on her. So that's going to send Jennifer Jackson to the line. Jackson was driving the lane. Jackson goes up on the right side. Henning sticks an arm in there. 21-4, D's trailing in the first half. Here's Jackson on the way, in and out. Jackson with a horseshoe, goes in the right side, spits out left. Back in there is Miller in place of Quam. Here's Jackson. Jackson buries that one with authority and a very quick inbounds. The Penguins almost got caught not resetting as the Hawks brought it back in very quickly. Over to the right side now is Hike. Hike gets it over to left side. Here's Anthony, goes two ball just beyond the free throw line, and Coach Brianna Chambers has called a timeout. 23-5 fans with 10:29 to go. For the Penguins, we have a few non-suitors who are injuries. Raquel Gomes, a 5'10" freshman from Santa Rosa. Kelsey Janish, 5'8" sophomore out of Novato. Simone Schellmeyer, the 5'11" sophomore from Los Angeles, and Renee Davis. So for one reason or another, those four ladies are not suiting up tonight. Davis, a 5'8" junior from Richmond. For Holy Names, number 00, that's Junai Dawson, has a shoulder injury, the leading scorer for the Hawks. And still, they are on top of the Penguins by 18 points. We're not even halfway through the first half. And also Liz Widgren, the senior. Widgren has caused the Penguins a lot of trouble over the years, Widgren. She's out with some sort of an injury, was not listed. The three league teams that the Hawks have beaten so far, Pacific Union, Bethany, and Simpson. And we're back underway as the whistles blow. 10:27, the clock rolls. 23-5, the Penguins down by 18. As we're coming up on the halfway point of the first half. Now over to the right side. The Penguins have it. Jennifer Jackson, they fire it indoors. The Penguins mishandle it, but then they get it back. Here's Klimenko. Klimenko has it ripped away by Spivey. Spivey with another defensive gem. They get it in bounds now as Angela Anthony heaves it across the paint. Intended for Sarah Henning. Henning had Penguins all over. 10:05, the clock stops. 26 on the shot clock. Holy Names got the ball. They bring it in on the short side. Way over to the right now is Hike. Hike bounces it off of Jackson's foot, and it goes into the Penguin bench.
Shot clock does not reset at 21. Here is Olivia Williams. Williams is back in there in place of Claire Manco. And now they bring it in exactly the same way as the previous play. Out to the right side now. Oh, the Hawks thought about it. They get it indoors now. Back forth, Henning two. Henning with a juke and a juke and then a deuce. Speaking of a juke, here's Flatten with a juke just to get it out of the backcourt. Now Flatten goes between the legs. Flatten tried to bounce it through the middle, but there were several Hawks between Flatten and Olivia Williams. It came off of one of the Hawks' foot. 25-5, the Penguins trail now by 20. It's getting worse. The Penguins had it going there for a second, but only for a second. Up with it, Williams. Williams has it batted away. Williams back up. Williams, oh, she missed it on the right side. It goes out of play, and it's going to be Hawks' ball now. Boy, they are double-teaming Flatten. They're double-teaming Williams. And seems like neither lady can break away, as a lot of the Hawks guys are now in the house. And now out of bounds off of the Hawks, mishandled by one of the Hawks. Oh, yeah, okay, I got it. That's Rinola who knocked it out of play into the Penguins bench. So now Jackson at midcourt. Jackson brings it across. It's stolen away by Rinola again. Rinola knocks it out of play, and the Penguins will have it. On the far side, Vanessa Miller, about halfway up the court. Far side from us, that is. Across the court from the benches. Now that Flatten with another missed throw. Flatten's given it up now a half a dozen times in the first half. Now driving in hard is Rinola. Diving on the ball with Vanessa Miller, sacrificing her body. Miller pops right back up. 24 on the shot clock. No, it resets to 30. 25-5, just under 9 minutes. Of course it reset as the ball was turned over. 8:52 to go, fans. The clock rolls. Uh-oh, here's Krumick for three, and there's the three ball. Sasha Krumick buries a tray, 25-8. 8:42 to go, fans. Across the middle now is Henning. Henning gets it back over to the right side. Here's Sienna Kealoha. Oh, and there's a foul that has been called on Jennifer Jackson with a push. That is the eighth team foul, and we have 8:33 to go. The Penguins don't have much room before they get into the double bonus. On the line is Sarah Henning, a 5'10" freshman. On the way, Henning. Miss that one. That's three in a row Henning's missed. And a defensive rebound, offensive rebound, is pulled off nicely by Siani Kealoha. Kealoha now flips it across the court and a whistle. Fourth team foul committed by the Hawks. The Penguins will bring it in. And again, the full court pressure is wearing down the Penguins. They get it inbounds to Flatten. The Penguins need to wear down the Hawks somehow. 25-8 across the side. Krumick, oh, almost thrown out of bounds. Flip back in play as Krumick fell out of play. Angela Anthony now brings it up. Anthony across timeline. She flips it backward. Three ball on the way, Hawks short. Down with it, Krumick. She gets a finger on it and Flatten hauls it in after Krumick tips it out. 25-8. We're at 8 minutes exactly in the first half. Williams left side, baseline, no. Henning got an arm in there. Williams couldn't do anything with it. Inside of 8 minutes. Now the Penguins steal it away. Oh! Vanessa Miller running across the court. Slams into the barrier on the front row of the grandstand after diving to get that one. I thought she was going to have it, but she had so much momentum it pulled her out of play. 25-8. We're inside of 8 minutes. 7:52 to go. Four team fouls now committed by the Hawks. The Hawks have it. On offense. Straight away. Nakasone. She gets it over to the right side. Here's a three ball by Kadoda. Oh, it's a little bit deep. And the Penguins come down with it. Miller. Miller in the corner. Miller's got trouble. It was kicked by Henning. And oh, man. And Miller calls a timeout. I don't know how they missed the kick. Henning got a foot on it. 7:38 to go, fans. 25-8. The Penguins have moments of brilliance, but not enough of them. They've had a lot of moments of shabbiness, too. One of our very best players, Alicia Flatten, has thrown the ball away a good half a dozen times so far. Flatten brings it up and looks for Williams down low. And she's having a heck of a time with it. Hey, our athletics director, Roger Goodwin, is in the house, fans, as usual. Goodwin co-champions. The head coach of the volleyball team. Goodwin co-champions this year, along with Holy Names. The Penguins wanted it all alone, but they couldn't get it. Roger Goodwin is in the house. 7:38 to go, fans. Coach Brianna Chambers is back on the bench, 25-8. 5:57 p.m. on Tuesday, January 8th, 2008, New Hampshire primary day. And we're back in play as the clock rolls. Oh, the Penguins bring it inbounds, and Jennifer Jackson slips on the way in. Jackson, though, gets back up. Krumick thinks three on the way. Krumick, oh, in and out. Krumick couldn't get it. 7.5, 25-8. Down with it is Henning over to the left side. Is Nakasone. Nakasone takes it coast to coast off the glass. 27-8. The Penguins down by 19 in the first half. Flatten now brings it across the timeline on the right side. 7:10 to go. Flatten over to the right. Jennifer Jackson now with a head fake. Here's Olivia Williams. Williams straight away thinks three, doesn't want to do it. Flatten. 16 on the shot clock. It's stripped away from Flatten, but it goes out of bounds by Valencia Hartfield. Hartfield, a 5'6" freshman out of Oakland. Her first minutes tonight, Hartfield. Inbounds now, Flatten. On the right side, she gets it up top to Miller. Miller between the circles. 8 on the shot clock. Chambers screaming. Over to the right here is... 3 on the shot clock. Here's Jennifer with a jumper on the glass. Oh, Jackson missed it on the left side. Back up after Williams gets the rebound. And Williams will go to the line, number 44. Olivia Williams, 27-10. The Penguins creeping back. Spivey's going to come back in now for the Hawks. And it's Spivey and Henning back and forth, the two tall ladies for Spencer. 27-10 as Williams misses one about a mile to the right, maybe more. Williams, number 44. Yeah, that's Willie McCovey's old number. Now the Hawks on offense, and Williams steals it away after some great pressure by Krumick. 6:29, the clock rolls, the Penguins on offense. The Penguins move it swiftly down to the other end. Now, with 22 on the shot, here's Flatten, drives in. Outside, Krumick, three ball on the way. Krumick, oh, she missed it deep. Tipped out by Williams, who comes over the top of Mana Kamara. Kamara got in there. Kamara's in there at 5'8". Williams at 5'10". Williams came right over the top, tipped it out, but it was a foul. That's the ninth team foul.
Is that three on Williams?
Uh-oh. Williams got four so far. We have 6:17 to go in the first. The Penguins are going to be hard-pressed to do too much damage to the Hawks without Williams, so she's back to the bench. The freebie is missed. Kamara missed it over to the right about as far as Williams missed the previous freebie. Here's Flatten. Flatten back and forth, squeaking on the new, squeaky, clean floor of the Conlin Center. The Penguins softly indoors. Uh-oh. A little too softly as Vanessa Miller lets it get away. Up, three on Williams. Good. Good work there by Jacqueline Woodall, keeping me up to speed. 5:52 to go. Now Spivey turns around. No look. Over to the left side. Three ball. Uh-oh. No, it was two. Two or three. The Penguins don't need that beautiful shot making by Valencia Hartfield. Hartfield just buried the deuce from way out there. 5:30 to go. Here's Flatten all alone. Flatten off the glass and Flatten in. Flatten did it alone that time. 29-12, and now a travel has been called on Siani Kealoha as Jennifer Jackson with a brilliant defensive play got in her face. 5:28 to go, Jackson, right in front of the broadcasting area. Jackson's got to get it inbounds. They do so to Miller. Miller over to the right side. Now here's Krumick. Krumick over to the right. Krumick just scored the three for the Penguins. Here's Miller with the deuce. Oh, Miller a little too high off the glass. Almost got her own rebound. Flatten comes up with it. Three ball on the way. Flatten in and out. Down with it, Spivey. Oh, man, I thought the Penguins stole it away there for a second. Here's Nakasone over to the right. 2-on-1, and it's stolen away by Flatten. Flatten now brings it up to Jennifer Jackson on the right side. Jackson 2-on-2. Jackson 360 spinner in. Oh, a travel called on Jackson. The 360 spinner by Jackson was gorgeous. Everything except the footwork. Took too many steps. 29-12. Inside of five, fans, in the first half of this CalPAC doubleheader. Oh, Jackson. Jackson looked great there, but too many steps, making 360. Had to bounce it one more time. 446. Oh, inbounds into the middle, I should say, to Spivey, who buries another deuce right over the top of Flatten. Flatten got a hand on it for a second. Flatten's got the right ankle all taped up. The left calf is all taped up. She's got about 4 pounds of tape on those legs. Over to the left side, Krumick thinks two. Krumick goes up. Now she gets it outside. Miller on the way. Deuce short. Miller gets her own rebound. She rips it away from Hartfield. Now she backs up and surveys. She's over to the left side. The shot clock did reset. On the way, and it's in for the Penguins. Klermanko has come back in place of Williams. Klermanko just muscled that one home, 31-14. Penguins are kind of hanging around. Oh, and now another travel. The Hawks, that's a third or fourth travel so far tonight on the Hawks. Only one called on the Penguins on that 360 spinner by Jackson on the previous series. 31-14, 4:03 to go in the first half on radio.dominican.edu, brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beal. Stuart Horn with you live from the Conlin Center on this day, January 8th, 2008. On the way, Flatten backing up, but just two. Flatten had 1 foot outside the arc, but she buried the high arcing two ball from straight away. Stolen away now by Krumick. Krumick could play. Krumick, two on one, but she's up against Spivey. Spivey gets an arm in there. I think Spivey blocked her so hard. Spivey actually contacted the ball at her elbow. Well, now they've called the foul against Chelsea Cadota, but Spivey was the blocker. Spivey had such a massive rejection on that play that she... Oh, it was a technical foul. So on the way as Krumick buries the beauty there as she stands all alone in the spotlight with all the other nine players in the backcourt. And she makes this one. So the Penguins with two and the possession in front of a good crowd here. I think at halftime we're going to have some kids out here. Of course, part of our halftime extravaganza always includes the first half stats. And I'll be bringing you those tonight as I'm going solo. 3:38 to go. 31-18. Can the Penguins creep back into this thing against their arch rivals, the Hawks from Holy Names? A three ball by Krumick goes up. Now the jumper by Jennifer Jackson. And Spivey with another foul. Spivey definitely didn't touch Jackson. She got all ball there, and Spencer's up on his feet. Spencer's going insane. And I think Spencer has a legitimate beef. The previous sequence, Spivey had gone in and fouled Jennifer Jackson, had fouled Krumick, as Krumick had stolen the ball away. Spivey went up and with the rejection. Oh, man, this one's missed by Jennifer. 31-18, Jackson misses the first one on the way. Oh, brother, she missed them both. Man, if the Penguins are going to get into this thing, they need to take the free ones where they can get it, just like Krumick. So on this one, uh-oh, and now Jennifer steals it again. It's one-on-one, Jennifer Jackson against Kamara. She missed the layup. No foul. 31-18, we're coming up on 3 minutes across the timeline now. Here comes Nakasone. Oh, and on her face is Vanessa Miller. Miller goes down very hard, skidding. And the foul is called against Miller. So Miller not only gets the road rash, she also gets the foul. Nakasone to the line. The brand-new buffed, polished floor on the Conlin Center with a big squeaker there under Miller. Oh, the freebies missed. So the Hawks repay the favor to the Penguins. Penguins still trailing by a score of 31-18. Second one's made by Larissa Nakasone, the sophomore from Honolulu. Over to the right side as the Penguins very quickly bring it in. Three ball by Flatten from 14,000 miles away. Flatten missed it, came back at her. I don't remember seeing Flatten take a three ball that long ever. And now the timeout has been called. by head coach Steve Spencer. Gives us a good opportunity to recognize the sponsors of BU Athletics. Of course, the Mechanics Bank. Stop by their Santa Fe office at 904 4th Street. The Mechanics Bank, over 100 years strong. Fuentes Taqueria, located in the Montecito Plaza, for the best burritos in town. A proud sponsor of DU Athletics. Wells Fargo, also a proud supporter of Dominican Athletics. Longtime supporter. Wells Fargo at number 12. Oh, let me check that. 12 Marin locations here to serve you. WellsFargo.com. Bon Appetit, the management company here at DU. Frank Howard Allen Realtors. You can find them at 3WFHAllen.com. Search for homes, get neighborhood information, Frank Howard Allen, and the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Pick up your daily copy today. Those are the proud sponsors of DU Athletics. Of course, the Penguins play in the NAIA, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics. You can check out the teams and everything going on in the NAIA nationwide at NAIA.org. Finally, the uniform sponsors. Penguins play for the Adidas squad. You can find them at Adidas.com. Over to the right side. Now we're back on the way. 2:50 to go. 32-18. Stuart Horner with you on a cold, windy, rainy night here in California. Three ball on the way. Back at her by the Hawks. That was Hike. Down with it, Jennifer Jackson. Jackson quickly across the timeline on the left side, coming up on 2.5. Uh-oh. Stutter step by Miller. Miller was fed by Jackson. She was going to drive at baseline. She started running a little too early and got caught up in between. 2:34 to go. 32-18. The Penguins are in double bonus, having committed 10 team fouls. The Hawks have only committed 7 with 2.5 to go. Over to the right now is Hike. Hike thinking about it. She wants to go 3. Jackson on her. Back up to the top of the key. Here's Nakasone. She goes left side. Driving in baseline for the Hawks. No, they can't get it. Down with it is Kamara. It was Danielle Lavelle went up left side. She's a 5'6" sophomore for the Hawks, also from Hawaii. She's from Waianae. So Kamara will go to the line now, the 5'8" sophomore. She's on the line. This one's perfect. 33-18. The Penguins continue to move backward. Here's Kamara on the way. Perfect there. Kamara's been solid so far. Coming up on 2 minutes now. The Penguins on offense. Uh-oh. And a referee has called a timeout for some reason. Whistle blew. I'm not sure what happened there. 27 on the shot clock. So the Penguins burn 3 there, bringing it across midcourt. Spencer has lightened up the defense, and now Flatten has it stolen away again. Flatten has Mana Kamara just reach in and grab it. And now a whistle's called as Danielle Lavelle went coast to coast after the steal from Flatten. Lavelle is fouled on the way up. That's actually a good foul. Penguins are already in double bonus. And Lavelle is going to have an easy left side layup. She's on the line. This one rattles home. And the Penguins don't need that, having them bumping around and going in. They need to have them bumping them around and going out. This one's on the way. And that's nothing but swish. 36-18. Penguins trail by 18. Here's Flatten across the middle. We're coming up on 1.5 in the first half of this Cal Pack doubleheader. Here's Miller. Miller has it bounce around, and the Penguins give it away again. Spivey tips it out. Jackson now with the hands up, falling out of play, is Hike. Oh, and now Jackson steals it. Boy, Jackson. Now Jackson's going to be 1-on-4. Jackson backs up and can't get it, and it's out off of the Hawks. So there were a lot of Hawks in the end zone there. It was a good move by Jackson, but she was nowhere near scoring the deuce. The Penguins on the short side. Flatten goes 360. Nice move between the legs. Inbound. Spivey steals it away. The Penguins cannot get the ball down low. They cannot work it inside of the perimeter. And a perfect give and go by Nakasone. She gets it indoors to Kamara, who completes a left-handed layup. Penguins, now they get it down low, and they finally convert. Flatten to Klarmenko. Flatten with a no-look. Uh-oh. And one of the names players got whacked in the nose, and we got blood.
Better call Jesse Mazza.
Maybe we don't have blood. I thought we had the first blood of 2008 on the Conlon Center floor. See who got that was Lavelle who got whacked in the nose. She's okay. 58 seconds to go. 28. Check it. 38 to 20. Flatten was going to bring it in on the short side. Too much pressure was called for by Coach Spencer. And the Penguins had nowhere to go. They couldn't bring it in. 58 seconds to go, fans. A score of 38 to 20. Chambers still now going strong. She's up with a dry erase board. She's got the team all around her. Penguins have a lot of non-suiting players tonight, as mentioned. Renee Davis, Simone Schellmeyer, Kelsey Janish, and Raquel Gomes. Those four ladies not suiting up tonight for one reason or another. Flatten's in there with a sore ankle. Flatten not only has a sore ankle, but she's getting triple teamed all over the place. And the Penguin and the score is showing it, 38 to 20. As the Hawks are rolling over the Lady Penguins so far in the first half. With just 58 seconds to go. Halftime, of course, a couple minutes of halftime. Then our halftime extravaganza complete with the stats, as usual. Now the Penguins on offense. They get it back inbounds. They flip it back indoors now. Here we go. The turnaround. Klarmenko goes for two. No, she's short. The Penguins did manage to get it indoors that time. That's an accomplishment unto itself. 45 seconds to go. The Penguins haven't been able to work the ball indoors at all. The Penguins' interior play has just been terrible tonight. Or perhaps the defense on the part of the Hawks has been beautiful. And I think it's a little of both. The Hawks have been awfully tough. Now driving an inbounds, a no-look pass outdoors. Rinaldo has it. Rinaldo drives in against two Penguins, and she got it in between Jackson and Klarmenko. No, Jackson and Miller. Klarmenko's on the bench. Let's see if I got that right. No, Klarmenko's out there. And I think Jackson reached in.
Who's that foul against?
Jackson was not called on. That was Miller. And this one rattles home. So another one goes in. Rinaldo, Jamie Lee Rinaldo, the 5'5" shooting guard for the junior from Honolulu. She's going to get to go again. 38-20 now with 19 seconds on the shot clock. In the first half, this one's deep. It's hauled down now by Jackson. Penguins are going to get the last shot off here. There's no shot clock on. They get it down low. Driving in from the baseline, Vanessa Miller, she's got it. Jackson, 9 on the shot. Jackson could have stopped for a second. Jackson had plenty of time to think about it. Krumick came down with it, and Krumick got a hand on the neck.
Did you catch who that was against?
Krumick on the line, on the way. Good. 38-20, 6 seconds to go in the first half, fans. 38-21 now, the Penguins. All right, Krumick's been solid tonight from the line. She had the two freebies for the technical. She made them both in front of the whole crowd here. Now the, oh, brother on the buzzer. And holy names, hammers it home as Raquel Hike takes it the distance. Hike goes end-to-end. Against the mighty Penguin women. So now we have a 15-minute break. Going to send you back to the studios for some Indian unsigned artists. Right here on radio.dominican.edu. Where you are listening to live CalPAC basketball. On the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Our halftime extravaganza coming up in just a few minutes. Please stay tuned.
I gave you a rope to my soul. You followed through the music and the books that I love. You you smile like a reptile, but you covered your face. You said I was your good child for a thousand words until you tasted blood. Is my memory playing tricks on me, trying to convince me of forgetting about you? Taken by flashing of lights and of color, surely one day I will pull it together. I'm playing so sharp, I've never felt it. My mind's a temple, but my soul has left. What divine planet did you fly in from? Where have you been all of my life? Every day with you, I felt so blessed. Until I took a Greyhound bus to your chest and rolled up in your sleeve, I thought I could see the bottom of the night. The sky has fallen. That's when you tasted blood. That's when you tasted blood. Story is coming full circle. My eye is black, though I must deserve it. Committed to service, committed forever. Surely one day I will pull it together. I'm so strong, I can't reject it. But my soul accepts death. Sometimes I find this must become myself.
judge me. And the names that you use, it's good time to look at yourself. How can you accept the world? You accept the world, accept me. Should I try but fail? I look to you, and your judgments reveal, condemning completely.
It's a two-phase project. The first phase is 110,000 square foot multi-purpose softball, lacrosse, and outdoor volleyball space with the addition of the use of outdoor soccer. It's the conversion of three of our existing tennis courts into a 90-space car park.
Oh.
And then the second phase of our project, which would be approximately 6 months later, will be an additional field on the side of the existing grass field. And that'll be about 100,000 square foot space, including men's baseball, soccer, and lacrosse.
Man, big things coming down the pipe for the athletics department here at Dominican University of California. Now, real quick, before we get to the second half, what if somebody wanted to sponsor? What if they wanted to participate, be a part of the whole Field of Dreams? Who would they contact? How would they do it?
That's a good question, Stu. They just have to go to dominican.edu. The search word is Field of Dreams. There are seven different ways for people to get involved, from becoming a corporate sponsor to making an individual donation, donating their time in terms of volunteerism, or simply giving a referral. Well, that's the way to get involved, and we'd encourage them to do so.
Absolutely. All right, fans, thank you, Ian, very much for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, very good. Now, the fans, we are ready to get underway with the second half action. Penguins are down by a score of 40-22. That was Ian Tonks. Thank you very much. All right, we are back underway, fans. Flatten has the ball. And the Penguins have their work cut out for them in the second half. Out. Penguins now moving from the left to right, moving toward the northern hoop, attacking that northern hoop. And now a nice turnaround jumper by Shelly Clermanco, and she opens up the second half for the Penguins with a deuce from down low, and that's where the Penguins had all the trouble in the first half. Seemed like the Penguins could not get anything down low to the post players. 20 seconds on the shot clock. The Hawks now off to our left, attacking the southern rim. Here's Nakasone. She kicks out to Kadota. Through it goes. Three ball misses. And now it's tipped out by the Hawks, but the Penguins come up with it. Krumick with the ball. Now, Flatten heaves it. Misses. Olivia Williams falls out of bounds. Williams just catches it as she flings into the end line. Williams throws it back in. The Hawks get it. 40-24. We're at 19 minutes. Now Names has it with 22 on the shot. Drilling outside of the perimeter now is Nakasone. She hands it off, but now it's back to Nakasone on the left wing. Now Kadota. Now Nakasone. Left, right. Nakasone. Here's Kadota. Three ball on the way. Very deep in air ball. The Penguins come down with it. Now the Penguins move it in there. Two on two. The Penguins should slow things down. Miller has it. Heaves it over to Flatten. Three ball on the way. Flatten. Oh, Flatten! Buries a tray. The Penguins are on the way. They're only down by 13, 40, 27. Flatten from the right wing. 18:31 to go, fans. Krumick now with a nice head fake. Oh, she was bearing down on Kudota, who answers the tray. 43-27. Penguins trailing. Flatten just hits the big three. She hit no threes in the first half. Only had 4 points. Uh-oh, and now the Penguins give it away again, and diving on it is Anthony. Angela Anthony comes up with it. We're coming up on 18 minutes, and the clock stops. CalPAC basketball, the Penguins and the Hawks from Holy Names. On radio.dominican.edu. Live from the Conlin Center, January 8th, 08. Primary day in New Hampshire. Reckoning day at the Conlin Center. And now driving in baseline for the Hawks is Larissa Nakasone. And Flatten gets a rejection. No whistle. Penguin ball. Inbounds. Flatten's got it. Right side. Flatten just hit the big three. But Flatten needs several more of those to get the Penguins out of trouble. Now Flatten. Flatten almost got flattened. She's there right at midcourt. And there was a foul called against Angela Anthony for the Hawks. Flatten now has it on the right wing, right where she scored that last tray. Now they fire it over there. Now the Penguins get it down low. Oh, no. And Spivey with a huge rejection. Spivey, complete rejection against Klermenko. Klermenko was down low going up for the deuce. Spivey comes in and smacks it away. And it goes out of play. Klermenko was so close, there's no way she was going to miss it. So Spivey with a good defensive move now. And Vanessa Miller now throws it into the hands of Spivey. And then a whistle. And the Penguins give up the ball. 17:32 to go, 43-27. Left side now on the perimeter. Way out there. Uh-oh. Oh, and a travel. Everybody in the place saw it. Chelsea Kudota with a big high-stepping travel. The ball got away from her for a second, and that's all it takes. Just a split second of mishandling the ball. Inbounds to Flatten. Flatten's got it across the timeline. Flatten's got two Hawks on her. Now over to the Miller. Over to Miller. Now they get a down low to Krumick. Back up to the top. Here's Miller. Three ball on the way. Oh, deep. Tipped out. Penguin ball. Miller goes back in against Spivey. Miller! Oh! No shot. She traveled. I thought that Miller was going to get that shot off cleanly, but she didn't. 43-27 coming up on 17 minutes exactly. And the Hawks have the ball now off to our left side. They bring it. Oh, they get it down low. Spivey has it knocked away, but the Penguins don't come up with it. And there's an air ball. It wasn't quite an air ball, but it just grazed the rim by Kamara. And Flatten comes down with it. Penguin men scheduled the tip-off at 7:30, currently 6:35 in California in the good old U.S. of A, for those of you listening abroad. Dominican University of California. Penguin ball now. They've got it. The clock roll, 16 and a half. Here's Williams, right wing. Oh, Williams had Spivey back up. Williams had a clean look, didn't take it. Now she goes back and forth. And a push off by an off-ball penalty by Klermenko. And that's going to bring Darcelle Sanders in place of Shelley Klermenko. Klermenko back to the bench. She gets yanked after that foul. Off-ball. That was just an unforced error. Klermenko didn't need to do that. Give the Hawks the ball. 43-27. Penguins have a big row to hoe, and they don't need to give the ball up so easily. Now the Hawks just playing beautifully now. There's really good ball control. Over to the left side, now the Hawks work the perimeter way out there. They're setting up the plays. Or they're just setting up the Penguins every time. Sanders sticks a leg in there, and she trips up Nakasone. Yeah, and Sanders gets called again. That's a second on Sanders. Sanders had the big one before, and in place of Sanders is Quam. Sanders with a foul yanked. Darcelle was not in in the right position. As Nakasone just tried to get it in between. Now on the short side here, Spivey back and forth, and Spivey goes for two. 45-27. Spivey with a nice deuce there. Here's Krumick. Krumick now gets it back over to Miller in the backcourt. Miller goes 360. Miller is being guarded very closely by Nakasone. Over to the right side, Miller. Krumick's got it now. Krumick heaves it over to the top.
Flattens got it. Jackson getting ready to come back in. 15 and a half. Over to the right side now is Krumick. Krumick one bounce indoors to Williams. Williams against Spivey. It's going to be tough off the glass. Too much. And she just can't get over the top of Spivey. Spivey's timing tonight is unparalleled in the house. Oh, brother. And now this one gets tipped way out of play. I think it's going to be Penguin ball. 45-27. Jennifer Jackson coming in place of Sasha Krumick. 15-16 to go. Two fouls committed by the Penguins in the second half. Only one committed by the Hawks so far. And a quick up and in, and that gets the Penguins. Chelsea Kudota. Penguins were looking elsewhere. Kudota shifted right toward the bucket from the left side of the baseline on the quick up and in. Head fake. Williams, two ball on the way. Off the glass. Good over Spivey. 47-29 now. And the Holy Name's getting ready to sub in two players. They fire it indoors to Spivey on the baseline. Stolen away, Williams. It was an errant pass. Williams now flips it over to Alicia Flatten, who heaves it up the court to Miller. Vanessa Miller brings it across the timeline. Now she takes the screen set up by Olivia Williams. Missed it by Amal on the left side. She tried to lay it in there on the left. Indoors, Spivey. Spivey is all over, has qualm all over her. She flips it out, doesn't want to do anything with it now. Driving the right side, Anthony, she traveled. No. The foul is called against Vanessa Miller, the junior out of Costa Mesa at 5'7". I guess the foul happened, the foul probably caused the travel. So the travel was subsequent to the foul. 47-29, the Penguins trailing. Spivey indoors. Spivey gets a knee on it. She couldn't handle it. And now across the middle. Uh-oh. And Quam just falls down at the timeline for no apparent reason. Spivey now comes down with the rebound. 14:04 to go. 47-29. Jeff Mullinex is in the house. As usual. Inside of 14 minutes, fans. Three fouls committed by the Penguins. Only one committed by the Hawks. Over to the right side. Now the Hawks have got it. Hike. Hike back and forth. Hike takes it in herself. Hike flips back outside. Spivey on the right wing on the way. Spivey in and out. Down with it, Miller. Miller with a rebound. I don't know if a timeout was called. It's the Penguin ball. The foul is committed by Sarah Henning is back in there out of San Lorenzo. Henning with a push. 47-29, though. That doesn't hurt the Hawks that much. Only a second team foul in the second half committed by the Hawks. So now the Penguins on offense. They got a long way to go. And a short time to get there. Behind her now, Jackson flips off to Flatten. Three ball in the way. Flatten missed it short. Spivey down with it. Spivey just another brilliant rebound. 13:20 to go. Right side now, Anthony. Anthony back and forth. Anthony working the free throw line. Flips it off to Hike. Check it. Hike's got it. Hike back and forth. Hike goes in there all alone. Little old Raquel Hike at 5'1". The junior out of Alameda scores against four Penguins. She went baseline and scored, and now Krumick travels with it. The Penguins get the ball back and give it away. Kudota's come out. Sayani Kealoha back in there now. Kealoha some quality minutes in the first half. 49-29, Penguins trailing 13 minutes to go. Slowly in the backcourt now is Anthony. I think Spencer's already working the clock. Inside of 13 minutes, and he's just going to eat it. Here's Spivey now off the glass. She scores right over Quam easily. Quam was trailing her. Spivey at 6'1", just too much, too tough to handle. Penguins with a two ball in. Nope, they missed it. Now Spivey gets it baseline, left side, flips it back outside to Henning. Henning with a jumper, good. 53-29. And things are all of a sudden going south for the Penguins. No look, flip out to Williams. Flatten's got it now, right side of the baseline. Flatten's being guarded by Anthony. Flatten goes three ball, missed it. Down with it, Quam. Quam's got it. Bounce pass indoors to Williams. Williams can't do anything against Henning. Williams goes right, back, left. Uh-oh. Foul is called against Sarah Henning. And that's going to send Williams to the line. Olivia Williams shooting two. 12:01 to go. 53:29 on the way. Backspin, missed it. Short. Way short. Third team foul committed by the Hawks. Williams back on the line now. See if she can make this one. Things are getting ugly for the DUs fast. Oh, brother. One of the best shooters in the Cal Pack. Williams missed them both. She must have missed two somewhere in her career, but I don't remember it. And now she just missed him here when the Penguins need it desperately. And let's see who's going to come out. Quam's out. Shelly Clermanco's back in there now for the Penguins. 28 on the shot clock. Penguins on the short side, inbounds. I thought it could be 28 on the shot clock. And Williams just missed a deuce. She missed the two freebies and the deuce. I guess they didn't reset the shot clock. The Penguins are only getting 28 seconds per possession now. Some fans might say that doesn't matter. At this point, 53-29, the Hawks playing beautifully. Penguins trailing the entire game. It was 7 minutes before the Penguins scored their first bucket in the first half. Then they got things together. Here's Henning over to Spivey. Perfect pass. A three-piece play there. 55-29, 11.5 to go in the second half of this CalPAC doubleheader. Stuart Horn with you tonight. Shout out to the communications department. DJ Lefty, J-Wo. Some of your favorite broadcasters. Shelly Clermanco scores the deuce. And the Penguins break the 30 mark for the first time tonight. Of course, I guess you could only break it once. 55-31. I guess my point there is that the Penguins broke the 30 mark before the Hawks broke the 60 mark. Oh, brother. That's tough stuff. Now the Penguins get it on the give and go. That was an alley-oop, and it was a lot of alley, and there was nobody to oop. It was more like an alley-oops. It was intended for Sarah Henning. She didn't know the play was on. It was over Henning's head by about 10 feet. The give by Raquel Hike. Hike alleyed it, but Henning's oopsed it. And the Penguins come down with it, so the Penguins now have the ball on the short side, inbounds. Here is Krumick for two, just inside the line. She missed it. Maybe her feet may have been right on the line. I guess it doesn't matter because here now the Hawks have it baseline. Oh, man, and driving in with authority is Jamie Lee Rinola. Rinola just hammers it home, 57-31. Spencer up on his feet. And the Hawks are not they're not backing down. Here's Flatten with a jumper. Henning gets a hand on it. Krumick under the hoop. Krumick buries an impossible deuce. Looking backward under the hoop, flings it up off the glass with backspin and side spin. And got it to go, 57-33. Here's Henning, left side. Henning, hey, the Hawks missed one. Spivey comes down with it. Spivey sends Jennifer Jackson to the floor and scores a deuce and no whistle, 60-33. And timeout has been called by the Penguins. And I think if nothing else, just to let Jennifer Jackson shake that one off. Jackson got nailed right in the lip. I think Jackson might have a bleeder. As Flatten is walking Jackson off the floor now. Jackson's eyes are watering. And she really got hammered. She ended up on the floor, and I think it was Spivey's elbow or Spivey's shoulder or something. Spivey something got in there and smoked little old Jennifer Jackson right in the face. 59-33 with 10:02 to go. We have completed three quarters of play, and the Penguins are not in good shape. The Hawks have almost doubled the score of the Penguins. 59-33. And this is a good example of why Spencer and the Lady Hawks are in first place in the Cal Pack, 3-0 in league play. Spencer in his third year, of course, he was with the men before. And this is my eighth year calling DU
hoops on the radio. So I've seen Spencer for years and years now. And as a coach, he's just getting better. He was an assistant coach under Dennis Jones on the men's team for a few years before he took over the helm for the women 3 years ago. And since then, the Hawks ladies have gotten better and better. His first year was the last time the Penguin women won the Cal Pack outright. So now we're over to the right side. We're back underway. 9:55. The clock rolls. The Penguins have it. Here's Olivia Williams. Three ball on the way. Missed it way short. Down with it, Miller. Or Klarmanko, excuse me. Back up with it. Oh, Olivia gets fouled. And that's on Spivey. Spivey and Olivia Williams got all wrapped up with each other down there. And Williams keeps trying to shoot it from the baseline. And this one's on the way, and she makes that one after missing the last two. Number 44 is Olivia Williams. On the way now, and she misses this one. But down Klarmanko. Klarmanko throws it away for a second, but Miller comes up with it. Miller now flips it back off to Flatten, who's got it between the circles. Gets it over to Krumick. Krumick, forward, backward, forward, backward. Now she gets it indoors to Williams. Williams thinks about it off the glass. Williams dumps it home over Spivey. Boy, finally. Spivey missed that one. 59-36. Spivey was looking for Williams with 9:20 to go. Oh, brother. Henning goes up, can't get it going. She was from the left side. She tried to make it with her right hand from under the basket. With regard to physics, I think that shot is impossible, but of course, Henning's a pretty good player, so I'm not going to put it past her. But she would have had to defy gravity to get that one to go. I'm not sure where she was doing with it. The Penguins came up with it either way. Here's Williams now. Williams, who just scored against Spivey, and she puts it up short. Spivey down with it. Spivey boxed her out, textbook fashion. Now driving the baseline, the Hawks. Now they go three ball on the way. Oh, a little bit deep. Down with it, Krumick. Over to Flatten, left side. Timeline, 8.5 to go, 59-36. Flatten now has got Nakasone plastered to her. Oh, Flatten goes up. Nakasone hits the deck. Flatten hits the deck, comes up wincing. Flatten's legs are all taped up. She's got the right knee taped. Inbounds is Mana Kamara. She's going to come in place on the substitution in place of Spivey. But finally, Spivey's going to take a seat on the bench, and Spivey's been killing the DUs tonight. The foul was called against the Hawks. And now Spencer says something to the referees. There's only six team fouls, so that's going to give the Penguins the ball. For a second, the Penguins had collapsed as if they were going to shoot the free throw, and Krumick's out, and JJ's back in there. That's Jennifer Jackson. 59-36. Quick up and in. The Penguins score. That is Klarmanko with the deuce. Good play there. The DU's taking a book out of, or a page from the book of the Hawks, as they have, the Hawks pulled that same exact play earlier. Now the two ball goes up by the Hawks. Nothing. Olivia Williams come down with it. Looks like it's a jump ball. Williams had the ball for a second. And the foul was called against. The foul was called against Holy Name Sarah Henning. And now Olivia Williams will go to the line. Williams can the last one. That one's in and out of the horseshoe. And Henning comes down with it. So across the middle, we're inside of 8 minutes, fans. Over to the right, now the Hawks work it. Here's Kudota. Check it, that is Nakasone. Now knock, oh, Jennifer Jackson. Knock Nakasone about 3 or 4 feet. Nakasone hit the deck hard. Fouls against Jackson. 59-38. 7:54 to go. Seven fouls committed by the Hawks in the second half, so they've really turned up the aggressive play in the second half. Penguins were in the double bonus in the first half. That is putting the Hawks in the double bonus. Now the Hawks work it outside. Here's Rinaldo. Oh, a three ball with a head fake. Kamara thinks about it. Kamara now. Now they're working the clock. Nakasone drives in. Into the paint. Almost throws it out of the Conlon Center. Penguins trail by 21, 59-38. 7.5. The ball actually has left the building. Ian Tonks brings it back in from the foyer. Here comes Darcell Sanders in place of Klermanko. Klermanko's gotten a lot of minutes tonight and played beautifully. 59-38. Klermanko's been a big part of what the Penguins have going. Oh, brother, and the quick up and in, Henning. Henning is fed right below the hoop from the short side. Boom, two. 61-38. Back and forth now. The DUs have got it. Here's Jackson. Jackson back outside now on the perimeter is Flatten. Flatten looking all over the place. She finds Miller, right side, Miller air ball. Williams down with it. Williams off the glass, up and in. So the Penguins opened up the second half with a brilliant three ball by Flatten. But that was about the high point of the game for the DUs as a three ball by Sione Kealoha is buried from the right wing. Before the Penguins could even celebrate that beautiful two by Williams, Kealoha knocks home the tray ball. Penguins can't even match baskets at this point, 64-40. Now Vanessa Williams on the right elbow knocks it up there, doesn't get it. Darcell Sanders with the rebound. Sanders is fouled. 6:41 to go. 64-40. Sanders on the line. Darcell missed it. Missed it way right. Oh, man. Here's the next one by Sanders. Sanders also a great player on the volleyball team. This one's on the way. An air ball. Darcell. Oh, man. Sanders, I don't know what happened there. I'm speechless. 64-40. She's a brilliant athlete. She was just off of her rocker on those two. Oh, the steal now by Jennifer Jackson. Jackson one on two. Jackson left side. She's fouled. No whistle. And she gets the deuce. 64-42. JJ with a brilliant play there. Sanders is back there. Oh, man. And Sanders comes down with it after the Hawks zigzag worked the ball in there nicely. Sanders comes down with it. I can't believe the miss by Nakasone left side. Nakasone's been so solid tonight. And she missed that one terribly. Here's Sanders, top of the key, straight away thinking three. JJ now left side. Oh! In and out. They want to get to the hot hand. Now it's kicked out of play as Sione Kealoha tried to get it to go. And she couldn't. And now here come four Hawks players. Spivey's back in there, along with Alexandria Gonzalez, a 5'5" freshman from Antica. See who else we have. Kadota's back in. And try and get those other players for you here in a second. Monica Camara's come back in. I think that's all of them. They're in there with Angela Anthony. That's five, I think. 5:50 to go, 64-42 Hawks ball. The Penguins knock it out of play. Now they get it left corner. Now they flip it back up to the top. Now the Hawks work in the perimeter. Three ball on the way. Missed it right. Down with it, Miller. Miller now brings it across the middle. Miller with some good ball control. Up to Flatten. Left side, three ball on the way. Flatten off the front of the rim, short. Quick transition. Angela Anthony has it up against Williams. Anthony goes over the top of Williams. Spivey down with it. Stolen away by Flatten. Now Jennifer Jackson on the fast break. Right side, Jackson. Jumper with the kick. No. Jackson can't get it to go. She wanted a whistle. Coming up on 5 minutes in the backcourt now. Name's not doing anything with it. Very slowly to bring it across. They've only got 10 seconds. And they do. Here's Anthony with about 1 second to spare. She's got Miller on her. And a foul. So Miller did foul Anthony on the way. Hawks ball. Here's Kadota. Kadota right in front of the scoring table. 4:57 to go. 64-42. Hawks now moving off to the left. Attacking that southern hoop. Three ball on the way. Spivey missed it. Left. Down with it. Williams. JJ across the timeline. Jackson controls the ball nicely. Jackson thinks about it. Uh-oh. I thought Jackson was going to give it up. She gets it to Miller. No. Down with it. Darcell. Darcell flat-footed. Spivey steals it away. Anthony now in the backcourt. The Penguins with no pressure. They're just giving them those 10 seconds every play. 64-42 with 4.5 to go. Maybe it's just as well. Never seen the Penguins give up, though. Something I have never seen in 8 years. Kamara has it now. Kamara goes baseline. Kamara up with it. No. Down with it. Williams. She's fouled by Spivey, and that may be the end of Spivey. Oh, it was a jump ball? Jump ball with Williams and Spivey, maybe. See what happens. Ninth team foul committed by Holy Names. 4:15 to go, 64-42, Williams on the line. Williams cans it. On the way, Olivia in and out. Oh, and back in. Boy, that bounced several times on the rim. And that one went down. 4:12, the clock rolls, 64-44. DU's trailing. Flatten and Miller were stealing it away, and there's a foul against Flatten. No, they call it against Miller. It was Miller and Flatten were absolutely hammering Angela Anthony, the senior out of Hayward. And Krumick's going to come back in place of Miller now. Krumick in the backcourt with Flatten. As Anthony will go to the line. 4:08 to go, fans, in the second half. CalPAC doubleheader. 64-44, the Penguins trailing the Hawks. The guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. That's about 31 minutes from now. 6:59 in California. Here's Anthony. She in and out. Down with it. Darcel. Fast break. Flatten. Flatten thinks three ball on the way. Flatten missed it. Short again. But Flatten needs to put just a little more on it. Holy Names has got it. And let's see. This is Alexandria Gonzalez. She steals it away. The good rebound there, Gonzalez. Gets it back over to Anthony. Anthony now dribbles across the front to Spivey between the circles, back over to Anthony. 3:44, just killing the clock now. Spivey dribbles around Darcel Sanders, and put some heavy pressure on Spivey. Not going to let her get away with it. 4 on the shot clock. Krumick with a defensive play there, the rejection Krumick. Krumick at 5'6", probably didn't get a lot of those. It was a clean rejection, if you ask me. And then the foul is called subsequently against Darcel. 3.5 to go, 64-44. Chelsea Cadota goes to the line and hammers that one home. And she gets to go again now, 65-44. She misses this one way right. Down with it, Spivey off the glass, in and out. Down with it, Darcel. Sanders smacks Anthony. Sanders is ripping the elbows all over the place. She had the ball. Sanders let Anthony have it. And I think that's going to be the end of Sanders. That may be her fifth. Klemenko's going to come in her place as Sanders is done for the night with 3:24 to go. Anthony's back up. Sanders went very aggressively for the rebound. That's an understatement. As she flung the elbows back and forth, and Anthony's chest and neck and chin kind of got in the way. So now they're wiping up the floor because Anthony went down pretty hard. 65-44, 3:24 to go. Anthony's out. And, of course, Sanders is out because that's her fifth foul. And Klemenko has gone in her place. Okay, so now we're ready to go. 3:24 to go. The clock rolls. Quick inbound. Spivey's got it on the short side. Now it gets away from Gonzalez for an instant. Now the three ball on the way. Rinaldo missed it short. Down with it, Williams. And still with the full court pressure, although much lighter than it was in the first half, from the Hawks. Outside now, Krumick thinks three ball. She dribbles it high, gets it back over to Klemenko. Now Flatten on the right wing and a travel.
I didn't see the travel, and neither did Flatten. Flatten can't believe it. I think Flatten was robbed on that one. But with 3 minutes to go and a 21-point deficit, I don't think Flatten's going to argue, because that's a little too much to overcome. Now on the right side, boy, Valencia Hartfield lowers the shoulder, goes in very hard, misses the shot, and it's still going to be Holy Name's ball. There was a bunch of junk under the hoop there. And the Dews couldn't do anything with it. Spivey for a long two ball, left corner, in and out. Williams down with it finally. Williams gets a clean rebound. Man, Hartfield goes after Williams 100 miles an hour. Hartfield getting the most out of her minutes. Flatten off the rim. Flatten off the glass, I should say. Gets front rim and gets it to go. 65-46, 2:25 to go, fans. From the Conlin Center, CalPAC basketball. The Penguins and the Hawks. Now, with a 360 spin move, is Kamara. Nothing doing. Penguins down with it. Kamara is really going for it in the baseline, right under the hoop. Now, here's Flatten 360. Left-handed, no. Flatten down with it. Check it. That is JJ down with it. JJ with a jumper to put it back, no. Can't do anything with the rebound. Jackson got the rebound there. Jackson's been hitting the mouth twice tonight. Very hard. And she comes back. That Jennifer Jackson is one tough DU. And now Spivey with a two. Check it, that's not Spivey. That's Mana Kamara. And a timeout has been called by Steve Spencer and the Hawks with 1:47 to go. And at this point, the Penguins are just looking to get inside 20 points. It looks like Flatten's got a bad left something. She's got a bad wheel over there, and I think it's a big muscle, not the ankle. Although she's got the left leg all taped up all the way up the calf. And she has the right ankle all taped up. But that, to me, looked like she was limping off, favoring the large muscle upper left leg. And it looked like on the front, not on the inside of the leg or the outside. It's like somebody nailed her and gave her a bad Charlie horse, perhaps. 1:47 to go. The Penguins down by 21. The men's game scheduled to tip off now in 25 minutes exactly. It's a 7:30 scheduled tip-off. And we'll see if that gets going on time. I bet it will. Here is Olivia Williams for two. She was right on the line. That was a two ball. She was straight away at the top of the key with a buck and a half to go. And the Penguins 67-48. The Penguins trailing on radio.dominican.edu. And between games, we might have some new guests, some of the new dignitaries here at the Conlin Center to talk to and introduce you to. And the Penguins steal it away. Here's Jennifer Jackson all alone. JJ, right side layup. JJ with a jumper, gets it to go, no whistle. I lied, there was a late whistle. And Jackson was fouled by Hartfield. Hartfield's, boy, she is playing very hard. Hartfield, a 5'6" freshman. So we get to look at her for the next 3.5 years. Hartfield's just been brutal on the DUs. A few minutes that she gets as a freshman in here tonight, she has really made the most of it. I'm going to say there's not a more aggressive Hawk on the floor. Up! Oh! And Hartfield pinched it between the right leg, the right hip, and the right forearm. She was being pressured in the backcourt by the Penguins. So Olivia Williams will have the ball for the Penguins inside of 1 minute. 67-51. Kind of a tall order to expect the Penguins to put any kind of a move on the Hawks here. Maybe just get in some pressure against a very difficult team. Pressure-packed play. Or practice, as the case may be. As Williams will go to the line now. 67-51. With 47 seconds to go, and Williams will go back to the line now. And subbing in is Danielle Lavelle in place of Henning. Henning's probably done for the night, 47 seconds to go. Henning has had a brilliant night tonight. Here's Olivia on the way with a perfect move. Boy, that was just such a clean stroke from Williams as Jennifer Jackson
And Shelly Clarmenco come in for a congratulatory low fist pound. And Williams knocks that one home, 67-53. And Jennifer Jackson got in there and almost knocked the Gatorade bucket over. She got a hand in on it, and the ball hit the Gatorade bucket. And it hit it pretty hard, but it didn't fall over. 45 seconds to go. And Ranallo brings it inbounds. Now the Penguins are putting the pressure on. Zigzag performance. And down with it, the Penguins. 33 seconds to go. Here's Krumick. Krumick down low. She gets it up to Williams, who takes it herself. Williams too hard off the glass. That's about a half a dozen of those for Williams tonight. It was just too much off the glass. A clean look. And shots at Williams in the past, anyways. Seems like she's always made those. Here's Ranallo now. 14 seconds to go. They're just eating it. The shot clock is off. 11 seconds. Right side. Low bounce pass indoors. They get it to Kamara. Back to the top. Five. Over to the right now. Kamara. They don't want to shoot it. 3, 2, 1. Kamara's got it. That's game, folks. Well, 67-53 is your final. And there wasn't a lot of good stuff happening for the Penguins tonight at all. Darcell Sanders fouled out as both teams meet at midcourt with a high five. But 67-53 is not what the Dominican fans are looking for, or Dominican players and Dominican coaches and Dominican anything for that matter. See, Dennis Jones is in the house. He's over there talking to Brett Tavani. We're going to have the men's game in 20 minutes and 25 seconds for you. So we will get started right on time. Big shout out to the Holy Names Hawks fans. And some great play out of some players I really am not that familiar with. Angela Anthony. She has a great play tonight. Raquel Hike, boy, she was tough on the Diaz at 5-1, Raquel Hike. She was scoring over the top of some of the biggest Penguin players and working the ball indoors and outdoors, and Hike with a great game. Henning. Henning and Spivey, that's a 1-2 punch that the Penguins simply could not overcome, and Spivey just super tonight. Siana Kealoha, super night, with a very few minutes, a freshman. But she made a lot of it. Nakasone and Ranallo, Kagoda, Kamara. Those four ladies really were the heart and soul of this Hawks offense tonight. Man, they were tough. Hartfield with some great minutes, number 42. Big shout-out to Hartfield, the freshman. And she got it done tonight. And Lavelle, some quality minutes in there. That makes the Hawks 4-0 in first place in the CalPAC Conference. Penguins moved to 1-4. Their sole victory in the conference coming over William Jessup at Jessup. 19 minutes. We'll be back with the men's game. CalPAC doubleheader resumes in 19 minutes. Ladies lose, 67-53. We'll see what the guys can do. I'll be back on the air a couple minutes ahead of time to talk about the team. Until then, we'll send it back to the studio for the best of Indian unsigned artists. Right here on radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of the Penguins. Broadcasting live from Dominican University of California. Be back in 18 and a half.
Okay. I don't know. But when you bring him out, I can move this whole thing. I just need another guy to get in here. Okay. Nope. No problem.